Book of Numbers, Chapter 1.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, 2. Lift the heads of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male, by their heads. 3. From a son of 20 years and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies. 4. And there shall be a man of every tribe with you, every one head of his father's house. 5. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of Reuben, Elizur the son of Chedo.
The following verses contain Hebrew proper names that do not transcribe well into English.
16. These were those called from the congregation, rulers of the tribes of their fathers. They were heads of the thousands of Israel. 17. And Moses and Aaron took these men who were marked out by name. 18. And they assembled all the congregation on the first of the second month. And they declared their births according to their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, by their heads. 19. As Yahweh instructed Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai.
20. And the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, by their heads, every male from a son of 20 years and upward, every one able to go out to war. 21. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. 22. Of the sons of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, his numbered ones in the number of names, by their heads, every male from a son of 20 years and upward, every one able to go out to war.
23. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. 24. Of the sons of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 25. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Gad were 45,650. 26. Of the sons of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 27. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Judah were 74,600. 28. Of the sons of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 29. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. 30. Of the sons of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 31. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. 32. Of the sons of Joseph, of the sons of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 33. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. 34. Of the sons of Manasseh, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 35. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200.
36. Of the sons of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, every one able to go out to war. 37. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. 38. Of the sons of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their father's house in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, every one able to go out to war. 39. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Dan were 62,700. 40. Of the sons of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war.
41. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Asher were 41,500. 42. Of the sons of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. 43. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. 44. These were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, and the rulers of Israel being 12 men, they were each one of his father's house. 45. And all those numbered of the sons of Israel by their father's house, from a son of 20 years and upward, all able to go out to war in Israel. 46. Even all those that were numbered were 603,550. 47. But the Levites, according to the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them.
48. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 49. However, you shall not number the tribe of Levi, nor shall you count their heads among the sons of Israel. 50. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furniture, and over all which is to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, and all its furniture, and they shall serve it, and shall encamp around the tabernacle.
51. And when the tabernacle goes forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be encamped, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that draws near shall die. 52. And the sons of Israel shall encamp their tents, each man with his own camp, and each man with his own standard, according to their armies. 53. But the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. 54. And the sons of Israel did according to all that Yahweh instructed Moses. So they did.
Chapter 2.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 2. The sons of Israel shall encamp by their father's house, every man with his own standard, according to the ensigns. They shall encamp around the tabernacle of the congregation, afar off. 3. And those who encamp on the east side, toward the sun rising, are of the standard of Judah's camp, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Judah being Mishan the son of Amminadab. 4. And his army and those numbered of them were 74,600. 5. And those encamping next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, the ruler of the sons of Issachar being Nethaneel the son of Zuar. 6. And his army, and those numbered of them were 54,400. 7. And the tribe of Zebulun, the ruler of the sons of Zebulun being Eliab the son of Helon. 8. And his army, and those numbered of them were 57,400. 9. All numbered of the camp of Judah were 186,400, by their armies. They shall set forth first. 10. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Reuben being Eliezer the son of Shedeur. 11. And his army, and those numbered of it were 46,500. 12. And those that encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon, the ruler of the sons of Simeon being Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. 13. And his army, and those numbered of them were 59,300. 14. And the tribe of Gad, the ruler of the sons of Gad being Eliasaph the son of Reuel. 15. And his army, and those numbered of them were 45,650. 16. All numbered of the camp of Reuben were 151,450 according to their armies. And they shall pull out second. 17. And the camp of the Levites, with the tabernacle of the congregation shall pull out in the middle of the camps. As they encamp, so they shall pull out, each man in his place, by their standards.
18. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Ephraim being Elishama the son of Ammihud. 19. And his army, and those numbered of them were 40,500. 20. And next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, the ruler of the sons of Manasseh, being Gamaliel the son of Pedahzur.
21. And his army, and those numbered of them were 32,200. 22. And the tribe of Benjamin, the ruler of the sons of Benjamin being Abidan the son of Gideoni. 23. And his army, and those numbered of them were 35,400. 24. All numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 108,100, according to their armies. And they shall pull out third. 25. On the north side shall be the standard of the camp of Dan, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Dan being Ahizur the son of Amishaddai. 26. And his army, and those numbered of them were 62,700. 27. And those that encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, the ruler of the sons of Asher being Pagiel the son of Ocrane. 28. And his army, and those numbered of them were 41,500. 29. And the tribe of Naphtali, the ruler of the sons of Naphtali being Ahira the son of Enan. 30. And his army, and those numbered of them were 53,400.
31. All numbered of the camp of Dan were 157,600. They shall pull out last by their standards. 32. These are those numbered of the sons of Israel by their fathers' houses. All numbered of the camps according to their armies were 603,550.
33. But the Levites were not numbered among the sons of Israel, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 34. And the sons of Israel did according to all that Yahweh had instructed Moses, so they encamped by their standards, and so they pulled out, each one according to his family, and according to the house of his father.
Chapter 3.
1. And these are the generations of Aaron and Moses, in the day Yahweh spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. 2. And these are the names of Aaron's sons, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar.
3. These are the names of Aaron's sons, the anointed priests whose hands he consecrated to act as priests. 4. And Nadab and Abihu died before Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai, for bringing strange fire before Yahweh, and they had no sons. And Eleazar and Ithamar acted as priests in the presence of their father Aaron. 5. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 6. Bring the tribe of Levi near, and you shall cause it to stand before Aaron the priest, and they shall serve him. 7. And keep his charge, and the charge of all the congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle. 8. And they shall keep all the vessels of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the sons of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. 9. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his son. Giving they shall be given to him out of the sons of Israel. 10. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall keep their priesthood, and the stranger who comes near shall be put to death. 11. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 12. And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel in the place of every firstborn opening a womb from the sons of Israel, and the Levites have become mine. 13. For every firstborn is mine, from the day I struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I have set apart to myself every firstborn in Israel, from men to animal, they are mine. I am Yahweh. 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, 15. Number the sons of Levi by their families, by their father's house. You shall number every male from a son of a month and upward. 16. And Moses numbered them according to the instruction of Yahuwah, as he had been instructed. 17. And these are the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. 18. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. 19. And the sons of Kohath, by their families: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel.
20. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These were the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. 21. Of Gershon is the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These were the families of the Gershonites. 22. Those numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a son of a month and upward, even those numbered of them were 7,500. 23. The families of the Gershonites were to encamp behind the tabernacle westward. 24. The ruler of the father's house of the Gershonites was Eliasaph the son of Lael. 25. And the duty of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation was the tabernacle, and the tent, and its coverings, and the veil at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 26. And the hangings of the court, and the veil at the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar all around, and its cords, to all its service. 27. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, the family of the Izharites, the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These were the families of the Kohathites. 28. In number, all the males, from a son of a month and upward were 8,600, keepers of the charge of the sanctuary. 29. The families of the sons of Kohath were to encamp on the side of the tabernacle southward. 30. The ruler of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites being Elizaphan the son of Uzziel. 31. And their charge was the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary with which they minister, the veil and all its service. 32. Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest was ruler over the rulers of the Levites, and had the oversight of those that keep the charge of the sanctuary. 33. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari. 34. And those numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a son of a month and upward were 6,200. 35. The ruler of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zeriel the son of Abihail. They were to encamp on the side of the tabernacle northward. 36. The appointed duty of the sons of Merari being the boards of the tabernacle and its bars, its pillars, its sockets, all its vessels and all its service. 37. And the pillars of the court all around, their sockets, their pins and their cords.
38. And those that were to encamp before the tabernacle eastward, before the tabernacle of the congregation, toward the sun rising, were Moses, Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the sons of Israel, and the stranger who goes near shall die. 39. All numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the mouth of Yahuwah, by their families, all the males from a son of a month and upward were 22,000. 40. And Yahuwah said to Moses, number every firstborn male of the sons of Israel from a son of a month and upward, and take the number of their names. 41. And you shall take the Levites for me, I am Yahuwah, instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of every firstling among the livestock of the sons of Israel. 42. And Moses numbered as Yahuwah instructed him, all the firstborn among the sons of Israel. 43. And all the firstborn males according to the number of names, from a son of a month and upward, of those numbered of them were 22,273.
44. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 45. Take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle. And the Levites shall be mine, I am Yahweh. 46. And from those redeemed of the 273 who are more than the Levites, of the firstborn of the sons of Israel, 47, you shall even take 5 shekels apiece, by the head, you shall take by the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs to the shekel. 48, and you shall give the silver to Aaron, and to his sons, of the redeemed over and above among them.
49. And Moses shall take the redemption silver from those that are over and above those that were redeemed by the Levites. 50. From the firstborn of the sons of Israel he shall take the silver, of 1,365 by the sanctuary shekel. 51. And Moses shall give the silver of those redeemed to Aaron and to his sons, according to the instruction of Yahweh, as Yahweh has instructed Moses.